Resorts World Catskills, where luxury and excitement are so close by. Catch all the sports action and so much more at Resorts World Catskills. Dial *RWCAT to learn more.
This is the Michael K. Show podcast.
Hey, buddy, hey.
Listen live weekday afternoon starting at 2:55 on 98.7 ESPN and on the Listen tab of the ESPN app.
Welcome back to the Michael K. Show, live from Florham Park, Jets training camp. Don LaGreca and Bob Wischusen, and another great Jet to talk to, and that, of course, is Sam Darnold, where we live and breathe, right? It's all about the quarterback, and he joins us here on the K. Show. It's Don LaGreca and Bob Wischusen. How are you?
Good to see you guys. Thanks for having me.
So you're probably loving this, right? Nice warm weather, beautiful.
Beautiful,
You take this in December, too, but that's going to be a little different.
Right. It was hot out there today, practice. Yeah. Man, I was sweating. Yeah, I got to start hydrating right now. But it was good, man. Practice has been awesome. Jersey's been beautiful, too, these last few weeks that I've been here. So it's been great.
All right, adjustment. You go from kind of a defensive coach, first-year coach in Todd Bowles, but your first year here. And now it all switches. New general manager, new head coach, a head coach that was brought in to kind of help you out, an offensive guy. So has that been as positive as it is, and it's in your wheelhouse, how big of an adjustment has it been?
It's been great. You know, the coaching staff we have right now is awesome. Coach Gase has been unbelievable in terms of teaching me the offense, and so has Dowell, Loggins. So they've been outstanding in terms of helping me. And so have, you know, Trevor Siemian, Luke Falk, and Davis Webb. They've been great too. Some of the other quarterbacks in that room, but, man, it's been awesome just to be able to, come in here and, you know, year two now, knowing the guys, being super comfortable in the locker room, on the practice field. There's a great energy in this place right now, and we're just looking to continue that.
You were ranked number one among quarterbacks in rating between week 14 and week 17. Why do you think that happened?
I just got in a rhythm, you know, and I think too it had a lot to do with Josh McCown. Mm-hmm. The way that he practiced, the way that he was, you know, in the walkthroughs and off the field talking to the guys when he was playing when I was hurt, you know, getting to see a real vet do his thing, and you know, me just being able to go out there and kind of emulate that those last few weeks really helped me out a ton, and I can't thank him enough for that. I know he was out here a couple days ago. But it was awesome to be able to see him and to get that experience those last few weeks and kind of get my confidence up going into this next year and understanding, man, you know, this game, you know, the NFL's hard, but it's nothing I can't handle.
Right.
And, you know, first and second down should be relatively easy at the quarterback position. You don't have to make it super hard. You know, third down's where you kind of make your money. And, you know, to understand that as a quarterback, and really after my first year, I feel really confident in doing that this next year.
Sam Darnold with us here on the K Show, 98.7 ESPN. Bob and Don also on the YES Network. I remember, you know, those of us in this market have gotten friendly with Phil Simms over the years. We've talked about a quarterback with him as a broadcaster and whatnot. And he always talked about how from year one to year two, even year three, the game slowed down. And that's something that he would understand, that you would understand, that maybe we wouldn't, obviously, not being in your, you know, through your eyes.
Right.
But is that something you can kind of put into words? And maybe that even happened to you last year when you had that chance to take a breather on the sideline and then come in for the last month. Like, if you could quantify what it means to see the game slow down for you a little bit, what was it last year? And even going into this year, what do you think it could be?
Yeah, you know, I think for me, those first few games especially, I was nervous as all heck, and my feet were all over the place. My mechanics weren't where they needed to be, and I think just taking a deep breath, taking a few weeks off during the season, really getting hurt, and it really sucks to say, but I think in hindsight, it was a good thing, kind of being able to see a vet like Josh do his thing and get those mental reps off the field and really just take a deep breath and gather myself. And those last few weeks, just slowing my feet down and slowing everything down, not making things harder than they had to be. That's really what it was. And I think, you know, just making that step from the first half of the season to the second half, I'm excited to see where, you know, a whole year can take me. And, you know, even, you know, third, fourth, fifth year, you know, I think what Phil said about that's absolutely true. And you see guys do it. You see you know, Tom Brady, Drew Brees, all these guys are having success because they've had so much experience and they've seen almost every single defense you can see. And when you have all that experience, you know, your mind, it just slows down for you. And, or really what I like to say is, you know, things, you know, they speed up in their head. You know, they see things develop a lot faster.
Right.
And, you know, when that happens during a game, you know, it's almost an unfair advantage.
Did you feel that at the end of last year?
Definitely.
You did?
Definitely felt that. And I felt like I was just taking what the defense gave me. Mm-hmm. And that's really all it is.
It is so impossible for you to look at other quarterbacks during the season because you're so focused on the defense and what you have to do. But come playoff time, how much did you watch of Brady and Brees? And when you watch a game, do you just stare at the quarterback and try to learn something from those guys?
Yeah, I try to take bits and pieces from their games for sure. Honestly, you know, when I'm watching football, I enjoy it just like a fan, though.
Okay.
You know, I'm watching the game just like a fan. I'm watching the ball usually. If there's something that I feel like is going on with the offense, or they may be doing something that is odd and something that we might want to do as an offense, then I'll watch like the O-line, kind of see what they're doing during the play, but or maybe the running back, or you know, some different position, or the defense at times. But for most of the time, you know, I'm watching it like a fan. I'm watching the ball and seeing where it goes.
Is there ever a moment where you watch a quarterback in the NFL do something and you say to yourself, boy, I wish I could do that? Or do you feel that you can make all the same throws they do?
I mean, Rodgers. there's some stuff that he does that I wish I could do, but I just can't. He's one of the gifted players in any sport that I've ever seen. You know, he's just very gifted. So some of the throws that he can make on the run, with his hips pointed in different directions and his arms just, you know, he's just so talented, such great arm talent.
But we've seen you do some of that. That was something Adam actually pointed out about you, that there's some stuff that you do that you can't teach. Like, do you feel you're playing the game instinctively at times, maybe than more
sure.
than you're giving yourself credit for?
For sure. I mean, there's definitely parts of my game where I feel like it's, I guess, quote unquote, Rodgers-esque, but
yeah.
You know,
your feet aren't necessarily set, and you're flicking it. We've seen that,
right?
You.
Right. But you know, he does some crazy things out there, and I mean, you know, I do some similar things, but and then again, mentally, just I'm not there yet. You know, hopefully I'll get there. But Tom, the way that he's able to just move so fast and with his mind, and you know, that's somewhere that I wish to get at some point. But he's just on another level right now.
Well, there's that old saying in football too: check down to touchdown.
Right.
Now you got a guy that you could check it down to where it might be a touchdown.
Exactly.
Right. I mean,
yep.
Seriously, how much of an impact should it have on you, this offense, but you as still a young quarterback in this league, to know you've got that security blanket wearing number 26?
Yeah, it's huge. I mean, you know, to have that guy, really we have a ton of special players on our team, first of all, but to have 26 back there and, you know, to get him the ball at any point, and he might go the distance, you know, you never really know. But the plays that really stick out that people might not notice are, you know, checking the ball to him on first down, and you know, he's behind the line of scrimmage, makes someone miss, and all of a sudden we're in a second and 5 instead of a second and 11. So those are huge plays, and he makes those plays all the time. He made them all the time with the Steelers, and you know, I'm looking forward to that.
Do you ever ask Le'Veon what was it like to work with Roethlisberger, or what would Ben do in this situation? Or
yeah, there's some things that I've asked him about that. You know, I try to stay away from the Steelers questions. But there's some things definitely that me and Ben, I feel like, kind of do similarly, just in terms of finding more time in the pocket, and kind of scrambling there that he's gotten used to with Big Ben. So there's some things there that I've kind of asked him on what he does in scramble drills and all that kind of stuff. So it's been good to talk to Le'Veon about that and get his input there.
Have you been able to enjoy New York from a celebrity standpoint, or are you just kind of someone that just doesn't pay attention to that stuff?
Yeah, I've gotten to enjoy it a little bit. I mean, you know, every now and then I'll go out and have a great time, especially during OTAs. Mm. You know, we're locked in here, and then during the weekend, you know, some of us will go out and have a good time. But, I mean, you know, it's been great. It's been great. The city's awesome when you go out there, but it's really nice to be here, you know, an hour away when we want to have a chill night and just kick it and relax. We're able to.
Yep. Tri-State area has it all.
Yep.
You want to ski. You want to go to the beach. You want to just stay quiet.
Italian food.
There you go.
Lots of carbs. It's great. Yeah. It's awesome.
But, I mean, is the adjustment still ongoing, being a less West Coast guy and coming to the East?
Yeah, for sure.
You love Jersey. Come on.
No, I love it. I love it here.
I mean, are you saying forget about it yet, or like?
No, I'm not saying any of that stuff.
Wouldn't sure you work some of that in.
No.
Do Sopranos make more sense to you now?
I still gotta watch it.
Okay.
I still gotta watch it.
All right, so I guess that would be the difference. Seinfeld.
Everywhere I go now, they're gonna be like, "You gotta watch the Sopranos,
exactly.
man." Yeah. So,
is Seinfeld funnier now because you're
Seinfeld's
kind of
great.
Guy.
I've always been. My dad watched me watch Seinfeld.
Do some of the jokes kind of make sense? Like when he finds a parking space in front of a hospital. Like I always wondered that. Like how do people in like Minnesota think this is funny, but you thought it was funny out in California.
There's a lot more Kramers out here, too. It's good, though. I mean, I love this place. I love the people. People are awesome. Everywhere you go, you know, you just feel at home. There's something different about this place, and, you know, it's awesome. Again, the food is unbelievable. I've never had food like I've had out here. So, and the hospitality is amazing as well. Mm-hmm.
Right,
Galloping
luck.
Shock, you look at your two hosts here. Yes, we also agree the food is extraordinary here in Jersey.
All
thanks,
right.
man. Appreciate
good
it.
Good luck.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast. Don't miss Michael, Don, and Peter weekday afternoon starting at 2:55.
The show's popping.
On 98.7 ESPN and on the Listen tab of the ESPN app.